Here's our summary of updates, events, and activities in the LibreOffice project in the last 4 weeks. Click the links to learn more. We released LibreOffice 26.8, our latest major update, with tabbed UI improvements, professional typography, deeper support for the world's writing systems, and no built-in artificial intelligence. To accompany the release, we made a video showcasing some of the user-facing new features, with subtitle translations in 25 languages, thanks to our worldwide community. The video is also available on PeerTube. Please confirm that you want to play a YouTube video. By accepting, you will be accessing content from YouTube, a service provided by an external third party. If you accept this notice, your choice will be saved and the page will refresh. Meanwhile, the Austrian military, Bundeswehr, has moved 16,000 PCs from Microsoft Office to LibreOffice, and we talked to the people behind the migration to find out how they did it. Check out part 1 and part 2 of the interview. Then we talked to Karl-Heinz Grüner from the German-speaking LibreOffice community about his activities in the project. Extensions add extra features to LibreOffice, and we talked to Bora Yarkin about a new one which lets you control a LibreOffice Impress presentation from your phone or any other device with a modern web browser. In the middle of August, the schedule for the LibreOffice Conference 2026 went online. If you can make it, we look forward to seeing you there, smiling face with smiling eyes. Then we did another Community Member Monday interview, this time talking to Alexi Callio about his work on fixing bugs in LibreOffice. There's a lot of talk about digital sovereignty, but what does that actually mean? One vital part is an open document platform like ODF. LibreOffice is a worldwide project made up of hundreds of people, volunteers, developers at ecosystem companies, and the 18-person team at the Document Foundation, the nonprofit entity that coordinates the project and community. What has the team been working on recently? Check this post to find out. LibreOffice has a few user interface options, and none are forced on the user. We explored this topic more in a post called "There is no best interface, only the right fit." How is LibreOffice funded? The vast majority of funding comes in the form of donations, mostly from end users, but also occasionally from companies and organizations that use LibreOffice. Finally, we wrapped up August with another Community Member Monday, talking to Rohan Singh about his macOS-related development work.